From the studios of AIM International, this is AIM On Air, where we explore the methods, technologies, processes, and people on the front lines of digital transformation in action. I'm your host, Kevin Crane. Welcome to the show. I'm speaking with Bob Larrabee, Vice President and Chief Analyst of Market Intelligence at AIM International. And Bob, I know a lot of really great training is going to be happening at the AIM 16 conference coming up soon here in New Orleans, April 26th through 28. Can you tell me a little bit more?
Oh, this is going to be a fantastic conference. We've got so much going on there. The whole idea of bringing people together, providing training, the sessions and the speakers, everything is educational in relation to that. But it's also an opportunity for people to network, to get together. I've been doing this since 1986, attending these conferences. And it's so great to catch up with old friends, but also meet new friends and expand your professional network, share ideas, exchange knowledge, talk about problems that you might have that somebody else has already fixed. It's an awesome opportunity. Looking forward to being there in New Orleans.
Me too. And I know that a lot of folks really look forward to this event every year, and they rely on AIM training and the programs all year long. How do AIM professional members, training students, and CIPs benefit from AIM training?
Well, the AIM training actually is designed to take a holistic view at the business, and I think that's one of the things that differentiates us. You know, technology is a critical part, you know, like for ECM, for example, but the environment itself is made up of so much more than technology. It's process, it's policy, it's content, technology, and most importantly, it's people. And there's a cultural aspect of this. And so when you look at the way that we've designed our training, we look at this ECM ecosystem, and we approach it from that perspective, from a business perspective. Yes, technology is important, but we bring all of these parts together. And that's one of the things that I've heard most about the AIM training programs as being that differentiator. You know, we spend a lot of time researching what we need to do, soliciting feedback for what the training should be. And in particular, we get a lot of feedback from our 195,000 plus members that say, you know, AIM, this is what I'm trying to do. Can you help me? And so I think that's one of the things that, you know, the greatest advantages for the members and the CIPs in relation to AIM training.
Our industry is experiencing what AIM calls digital transformation in action. How does the curriculum enable professionals and organizations to meet the demands of digital transformation?
Digital transformation, you know, it's this movement that says everything should be digital. There's this element of it. You know, we've got a fantastic lineup at the conference. We're going to focus on this whole digital transformation element. But one of the things that I see, you know, digital transformation is the holistic, it's the processes, the workflow, it's the information itself, keeping everything in a digital way as much as we possibly can, including things like electronic signatures, for example, that there is no need today to have to create paper-based information. And so digital transformation, moving away from that analog type of environment more into the digital world and kind of working in that space, becoming more flexible and agile in the way that we do business too.
Now, I know a lot of folks are familiar with AIM's CIP certification. I'm less familiar with it. Can you tell me just a little bit, what is AIM CIP certification and how can I learn more about it?
Well, the AIM CIP certification, it really is the premier credential in the industry for information professionals. It's designed and developed with AIM by subject matter experts that span a range of information practices. So this is actually coming from the community, subject matter experts that work with us. And the result is the establishment of a set of standards for professional practice, creation of a fair and reliable examination process, and, you know, when all of this is said and done, folks who take this exam, the CIP certification exam, they are then credentialed by AIM and gain that recognition as being an information professional. And of course, to maintain that, there are education units and there are criteria that they would have to meet to retain that over the years. But the point being that there is really no other certification in the industry like it.
AIM believes information is your most important asset, Learn the skills to manage it with AIM at AIIM.org. Bob, it's been great speaking with you today. We're almost out of time, but one last question. What was the biggest thing that you've learned as an AIM trainer?
I've learned over the years that, you know, even though I've been in the industry since 1984, a long time, I've come to realize you never really stop learning. And so Every class that I work, every student that I talk to actually brings a new and fresh perspective for me. So even if I know something or I believe that I know it extremely well, it never ceases to amaze me how somebody else will turn that around a little bit for me and say, you know, that's an interesting thing that you're talking about, but in my world, this is what it looks like. So you can never stop learning. I think that's the key, you know, and I can never stop learning. I try to bring my experience and knowledge to the class to share with the students, but I also try to walk away learning something new from everyone, and I do. I have learned that over the years. Can never stop learning.
That's Bob Larrivee, Vice President and Chief Analyst of Market Intelligence at AIM International. Don't miss the upcoming AIM 16 conference coming soon in New Orleans, April 26th through 28. You can find out more about AIM training, the CIP certification, and just come and hang out and have a great time. That's the AIM 16 conference in New Orleans, April 26th through 28. Bob, thanks a lot for being my guest today.
Oh, thank you, Kevin, and I'm looking forward to seeing everybody and you in New Orleans.
This has been AIM On Air. Find us at aim.org. That's AIIM. I'm your host, Kevin Crane. Thanks for listening. AIM International, AIIM.org.